What is this about Tucker Carlson? Tucker Carlson's not running for president. Grifters love to threaten to run for president or threaten lawsuits because it gets hype. It's nothing's going to happen. Hassan was saying that Tucker would win if he ran as anti-Israel. Oh God.
Tucker Carlson runs on an anti-Israel platform in 2028, and the Democrats put forward a pro-liberal Zionist, pro-defending America's military might candidate. Tucker Carlson wins by Ronald Reagan numbers, not only by winning over the MAGA crowd, which he has complete control over, in my opinion, but also on top of that, a lot of independents and maybe even some liberals. The Democratic Party is done. The next wave of fascism is here. Like, the more accelerated version of fascism is here. He actually does, unironically, put the mass deportations regime in place.
Partial agree. A Tucker Carlson running on a principled anti-Israel, pro-isolationist platform against somebody like Jesus, I don't know, Shapiro or Newsom or whatever on the Democratic ticket, he might win. I do not think he would actually do fascism, though. The problem, again, I think that implementing 1930s style fascism today is about as possible as implementing 1930s style Soviet socialism in the sense that it can't be done. Tucker Carlson is and always has been a shameless grifter. He would immediately cuck out to business interests the nanosecond that he won. Like he would do the biggest rug pull. He would make the Trump rug pull look like coherent and easy to anticipate. You know, for the people who voted for him, it would be like instantly. Oh, sorry, billionaires, it's your administration now. Please continue raping the American public. Dog, when he worked at Fox News, he literally said like he's Murdoch. Thank you, Murdoch.
That's what I'm afraid of.
He says he's running against me for president. I almost want to run for president just to debate
he won't
Ted
run,
Cruz
though.
Because I think it would go about the way it went last time. And for my part, I deeply enjoyed it, which is why I've never tweeted about it. For Ted Cruz.
Tucker Carlson versus Gavin Newsom is
Why are you so sure he won't run? He has no interest in being a politician. I promise you he has none. It's not going to happen.
Did Tucker Carlson victory, by the way?
I disagree. It feels like comedically incompetent authoritarianism of the 2020s will likely be replaced with highly competent authoritarianism of the 2030s. No, I don't. I've talked about this and maybe I should talk about it more, but like it, I think that the great death of this country is going to be the metastasization of the trends that neoliberalism set into place. I don't think fascism has anything to do with it. Fascism is just a desperate effort to make a social case for why corporations need to keep f***ing you in the ass. But the really big problems, divestment, financialization, income inequality, all of those are like Reagan and Clinton specials, and they're going to keep on a chuck, and it doesn't matter who's president. You could get anyone in charge. You could get Biden, Kamala, Gavin Newsom, hell, maybe even Bernie. Maybe it's too late. Who knows? But I don't think fascism is going to do anything more than provide a temporary justification for the continuation of those policies.
I'm letting you know right now, everyone's going to be like, but what about trans people? Okay. They're going to be like, but Gavin Newsom is like pro gay. Gavin Newsom will signal that he's like also in favor of, you know, limiting the pro trans sentiment from his side because he wants to appeal to the mythical moderate center. Oof. Tucker Carlson's like, you're Israel first. You're an attack dog. You're a lapdog for Israel. I can't even tell what your positions are. One day you say Israel's an apartheid. You get a boss call from all of the Israel lobbyists. And next day you come out and you say, actually, Israel's not an apartheid. Americans need someone who actually can stand on moral principles. And as a Christian, I think genocide is unconscionable. What's going on?
You see, Tucker, you're being quite anti-Semitic.
No, I love Jews. I love Jews. I can't stand what Israel has done to my Jewish friends. What's going on? Ronald Reagan victory condition, okay? Spoiler alert. Gavin Newsom doesn't win that battle. Tucker Carlson wins that battle.
Everybody knows the only reason we're having this war is because Israel wants it. This is their last chance, they believe. This presidency is the last presidency where they're going to have unequivocal bipartisan support.
This is why I've been trying to urge Democrats, both behind closed doors and publicly, to take a stronger stance against Israel, okay? You cannot have a guy like Tucker Carlson lead the conversation on Israel. The Democrats, as a national party, have to universally oppose Israel. If you don't do that, a guy like Tucker Carlson, who has been leading the conversation for normies on the issue of Israel, will come out and destroy you.
I wonder if this is true. If you look at some countries like Greece, for example, there are examples out there of like failed and highly corrupt democracies where the leadership is just terminally unpopular and right-wing and pro-Israel, no matter how many people in the country hate Israel. Like 99% of Greeks hate Israel, but the government of Greece is super pro-Israel, and it probably will be after the next election too. I wonder if Israel has become such like an indispensable or like an irreplaceable bulwark of capital interest, like a front for it, that like America could never break free of it no matter what. Or a right winger never could, because Tucker Carlson will always be subservient to capital interests. Anybody who thinks otherwise, you're the biggest rube in the fucking world. If you really think this guy, who was licking Murdoch's asshole 24/7 for decades and only broke away when he could provide, when he could create like a popular, he was let go and then he was like, okay, now I'll try being a Nazi for a bit, and now he's doing the whole like you know, maverick. Out there criticize the right from the right shit. If you think that he would not immediately fold to capital interests, you're completely delusional. There's not a genuine bone in this man's body. Yeah, he's just an evil grifter. Well, Greece is still having financial issues, so they can't piss off Western capital. My brother in Christ, we're having financial issues. It's not like the American government could survive mass divestment from capital. I know it'd be harder because we're America, but like, you know, we're already... like we're kind of teetering right now. Statistically speaking, the municipal sewage piping underneath your house is between 4 and 12 weeks away from exploding and flooding your basement. Okay. I don't think Hassan disagrees that Tucker will sell out on his pro-worker sloppiest rhetoric, but I think that being pro-Israel is being anti-worker. And I think that being anti-worker is being pro-Israel. You know what I mean? I don't know if there's a way around it. Then will it only end with the end of the nation state of Israel? Well, I think what has to end is the capital control over the United States. Like that's the, if our government was not run almost entirely to the benefit of the bourgeoisie, I think that support for Israel would drop to like zero instantly. If the media and our politicians actually represented their constituencies fairly, like it just represented the national interest, that shit would be over with like that. Support for Israel exists only as a byproduct of billions of dollars spent on propaganda over decades. Absent that propaganda, that's it. So I think that if you could get a candidate who was capable of manifesting that big wave of anti-capital sentiment, I think you could get it. I think you could get it done. But Tucker Carlson's not going to do it. Plus, you'd have to have Congress and, I don't know. It's tough.
You can't play catch up by the time the election comes around where you're like, oh, well, we also want to do defensive weapons to Israel, but no offense.
He would absolutely do an immigration moratorium and deportations. I don't think he'd do any more than what Trump is doing right now, because Trump campaigned on doing it and his voter base wanted it. And then corporations went up to Trump and they were like, hey, we actually really benefit from immigration. Like H-1B visas, we need those. Agriculture slaves, undocumented agriculture slaves, we need those. So can you like not? And then Trump was like, yes, sir. Okay, sir. Right away, sir. Immigrants on the at the door at when you're ready, sir. The Trump admin continues the MAGA rug pull on immigration. I guarantee you, even if somebody like Stephen Miller was in charge, he would do the exact same thing. To address farm labor shortage, Trump admin turns to migrant workers. As the president's immigration policies squeeze an already tight supply of farm labor, the Trump admin is making it cheaper to hire foreign farm workers. Classic. So I think that like even if Stephen Miller was in charge, the exact same thing would happen, because there is no way of actually being an anti-capitalist Nazi. I don't think it's possible. I think it's like the Strasserite square in the political compass. I don't think it's real. I don't think it's a real thing. No matter what, if you are deferential to power, you will serve their interests and they are stronger than you. The people in the United States who make money off of foreign labor are more powerful than the president of the United States, and they have been at least since the 1960s. Maybe at and before World War II, there was a window of time where the federal government was more powerful than any individual like corporate bloc in the country, but that time is long gone. International capital kicked the lid off that real quick.
It's a weapon. No, you'll fucking lose. You'll lose. 100%. Whoever is first to market with a convincing and earnest anti-Israel position will win. It does not matter how much AIPAC is spending right now. Even Nita Alam is a great example of this. A short-lived campaign that came out of nowhere, okay, was almost capable of taking out a multiple-term incumbent, Valerie Fushi, that was getting the backing from every party instrument, and also on top of that, was getting...
Nah, it's good.
Getting support from AIPAC subsidiaries, too. And yeah, I do think a lot of... It pains me to say this, but I think a lot of leftists would vote for Tucker Carlson over Gavin Newsom. Yes. I think a lot of normies would vote for Tucker Carlson over Gavin Newsom. 100%. Yeah. I'm fearful of this reality.
I don't know if I agree with this. And I'm not really as fearful of this reality, I guess. I feel like Tucker isn't really any different from Trump or Miller.
Period.
You can't make Tucker Carlson be the convincing anti-Israel guy. This takes time. Democrats are already losing this battle.
Would Tucker actually run?
Thomas Massey, and there's a whole army of them coming at some point because everyone can see what's going on. And you can shut down X, and you can just shut down the internet. You can be like Great Britain and arrest people who protest Israel. But attitudes are not going to revert to what they were.
But Hassan has more subscribers than you. Bots, they're all bots. I'm actually the only leftist live streamer.
So this is their last chance.
He's right, by the way. He is completely right on this. The real issue here is that Tucker is the one...
Tucker doesn't need to follow through on his anti-Zionism. He just has to play the act long enough to get elected. Okay, but the thing that I'm saying is I don't think he could do anything differently from Trump. Right now, Trump is speedrunning the decline of the country by allowing the bourgeoisie to rape and dismantle like it's private equity, man. They bought up the failing company, and now they're tearing it apart for scrap. They're doing that to the whole country. Every level of government right now is filled with graft, open corruption. Everything is falling apart. I don't know what Tucker would do. What would Tucker do? Not contribute to the collapse of the country? Would he like cut out the corruption? This grifter, this like naked grifter, the most transparently inauthentic, insincere person on the right. This guy is gonna like suddenly lock in and like stop the corruption. No, what we're doing right now is we're speedrunning becoming Russia. And I don't think anything's going to stop that. At least he wouldn't. I think it would just be the same thing. It'd be the same thing with Vance. It'd be the same thing with Miller. I think, unfortunately, what we have to come to terms with is the fact that the president has a lot less power than we think he does. It seems like inertia has driven this country in a specific direction, and the only real choices the presidents have are like how competently they want to execute its decline. I don't know if there's a president or a potential president alive right now who could stop this country from declining.
Saying it. Why aren't Democrats the ones saying it? Why are Democrats running away from other Democrat adjacent content creators who are saying it? People like myself. Think. You need to lean into this. This is where the base is.
Why do you think Miller's a grifter? Because a grifter is somebody who lies for personal gain, and all Nazis lie for personal gain. There's no such thing as a non-grifter Nazi. Again, I've said it many times, you're either a grifter or mentally ill. There might be non-grifter neo-Nazis, and you know where they are? They're in white supremacist prison gangs. They have an 82 IQ, and they their sister every day. They live in trailer parks. These are the non-grifter Nazis. Go out and find them. Find the non-grifter Nazis. Find people who believe in that shit, okay? Anything past that point, all of these people lie. That all they do is know how to lie. Is Richard Spencer a grifter? Oh my God. Yes. Yes, Stephen Miller is a grifter. He might be authentically a Nazi in the sense that he actually believes in the whole white nationalism bit, but he is still ultimately beholden to those capital interests. Also, he's a little bitch. If he was ever president, capital would fold him over their knee. Okay? Trump has more of a spine than Miller a thousandfold over. They would just snap him like the bundle of twigs that he is, both in both senses. They would buck break that motherfucker, and then they would do whatever they wanted with the country. I guarantee you.
Across the fucking board, you're never going to win the evangelical right that has unlimited appetite for death and destruction over there and love Israel. Okay? If you listen to AIPAC lobbyists, if you listen to pro-Israel lobbyists and people with a tremendous amount of influence capabilities that are constantly making phone calls anytime a Democrat says anything about Israel. So then you have to like manage your rhetoric around this issue in a way that doesn't offend these fucking psychos. You are giving ground to a right-wing populist, just like Donald Trump did initially. This was the pre-October 7 election, right? Donald Trump won.
If capital is so much stronger than the federal government or any other institution, and they already have such a monopoly of control, how do we resist that? Because I think that international capital is running the world towards a breaking point, and we need to be ready to, like, take charge when that breaking point happens. Like, international capital is essentially, through over-financialization, it's essentially guaranteeing that we slam into a wall very, very hard. And there's going to be a big economic crisis and so on and so on. Not to mention climate change. I mean, not to even speak of that. That's also their fault. Incredibly harmful stuff is coming up, is on the way, for sure, no matter what. And I think that our job is to kind of develop class. I'm not going to use euphemisms. Our job is to make sure that the American people or people everywhere know why this is happening, how this is happening, and how to keep it from happening again. And unfortunately, I don't know if electoralism can really, like, overcome the power as it's stacked in front of us. But I do think that when things break, at the end of the day, it will be like a popularity game. Like, nothing changes the fact that there are so-and-so billion humans. You know, they might have the power, but power is meaningless once people collectively decide that, like, the future of the species kind of overrides the need to follow certain rules. I want people to know, like, why we are where we are. When the country falls apart, I don't want people to think, grr, those immigrants. I want people to think, damn, maybe it was a bad idea to put $10 squadrillion into the stock market and $0 into infrastructure. Maybe it was a bad idea to not invest in solar energy just to make a couple of fossil fuel companies happy, even though the solar panel industry would have been as large as the fossil fuel industries. Maybe it was bad that every politician for some reason decided to bend the knee to, like, fracking, even though fracking makes up a tiny, tiny percentage of jobs. There are more baristas in this country than there are people who work in coal mines, oil fields, fracking sites, all combined. Just baristas. So, like, I don't know. Maybe we could have done something. I want people to know why this all played out the way that it did. That's my hope.
I mean, where Democrats were so predisposed with a pro-corporate sentiment that was supposed to be, like, responsible governance, that Donald Trump was able to come out and look like a more moderate figure than he actually was on a lot of issues, on issues that Americans care about, right? Like, I'm not going to touch Medicare. I'm not going to touch Social Security. I'm not going to do wars. These were all moderate positions from a Republican that most Republicans had never heard of. That's why he was able to win so much favor with, like, normies and low propensity voters. You can't defeat that with wishy-washy, middle of the ground bullshit, middle of the road bullshit. You can't defeat that kind.
Fracking isn't about job creation. It's about resource wealth. But lying politicians sold it to you as job creation. Every fucking Pennsylvanian politician from local all the way up to federal has to do a song and a dance. They have to do a fucking minstrel show for the benefit of a fossil fuel industry, pretending that the couple tens of thousands of jobs produced by the fracking industry in that state are, like, essential to the state's economy, as if Pennsylvania doesn't have millions and millions of people. A fraction of a single percent work in fracking. Why does every politician from Pennsylvania have to dedicate a third of their, you know, stump speech to fracking? Well, you know why.
A narrative. You only allow your opposition to lie about their positions if you are not making a convincing argument. If you're not even interested in making a convincing argument. If you're not even interested in hearing why they are popular. This is why Kamala Harris lost. And this is precisely why, if Tucker Carlson actually runs for office, he will come out of that primary the victor, 100%, and he will defeat the overwhelming majority of Democrats right now as they stand. And yes, that even includes, like, you know,
most of the jobs in Wyoming are associated with extractive industries. Wyoming literally doesn't exist. Wyoming has, like, five people in it. Sorry, we will have to find a way. Listen, I'm weighing the future of humanity against the unemployment rate in Wyoming. And I gotta say, it's not looking good for the Wyomingites, you know?
Left flank Democrats as well. Unless they dramatically change their the way that they communicate about these issues, specifically, you know, be unshakable, be more convincing in your advocacy. Don't do this, like, wishy-washy shit.
Is he done talking? Are we done yapping? Hassan is not a strategist. I'm not trying to, like, debunk Hassan or whatever. I just think it's important that people understand where my perspectives come from. My perspective is that right now everything happening electoral electorally in America has less to do with policy and more to do with popular sentiment. I think that policy wise, we're over the hill. I don't think any president is going to be capable of, plus Congress, is going to be capable of doing the big things that are necessary to keep this country from spiraling into death, which is revocation of Citizens United, massive taxation on the wealthy, like apocalyptically high taxation, definancialization, reinvestment in infrastructure, a deconstruction of the MIC, and complete divestment from Israel, at the very least divestment. I think that policy-wise, nobody can do this, so it's over, in a policy sense. Now, in a sort of a rhetorical sense, in terms of popularity, in terms of convincing people to prepare them for what's coming, that, I think, is what the fight is for right now. I'm not saying policy doesn't matter. It does matter, and there are good things that we can do. And just because we're all going to die one day doesn't mean that we can't, like, I don't know, get a hand job on the way out. So I'm not against good policy in the interim. I'm just saying that in terms of the long-term prospects of this country, the fight, in my mind, is making sure that we're better disposed, better prepared, sufficiently resentful against the capital class, stuff like that. We need to be ready so that when the opportunity comes for us to rebuild, or at the very least, like, kind of buffer ourselves against the worst of things, we're ready for it. That's my hope. Yeah, like, how do we slow the spiral rather than just splat on the bottom? Like, the difference between an America that is completely unprepared for the climate crisis and an America that has some preparations is massive. The difference in policy could literally mean, like, mass blackouts across the country, which would be borderline apocalyptic, versus rolling brownouts, because we've built up the solar infrastructure so that we can continue to, like, things get worse. There are, like, mass migration from Central America as climate change causes, like, enormous heat waves, wet bulb temperatures, like, 20 degrees below what the actual temperature is. People are dying nonstop. Millions of people fleeing into developed countries in the hopes of benefiting from the technology known as air conditioning. People getting shot and poured into ditches in the borders. Terrorist attacks against energy infrastructure. The difference between, like, a mass blackout, which would basically be game over for America, like, we're too complicated and interdependent, versus rolling brownouts, even that difference is a big one. So there is value in fighting for the preparation, for the, you know, for getting ready. You get me? I'm not trying to be doomer. Why would mass blackouts happen? A couple of terrorist attacks at key power substations and, like, infrastructure would be enough to cause blackouts in huge portions of the United States. Not to mention, like, blackouts could be caused by a big heat wave. A big heat wave on its own would be capable of taking out significant amounts of our power, you know? Or a solar flare? Yeah, or a solar flare. But I mean, like, you know, aren't you an accelerationist? Kind of, but that doesn't mean that you should, like, die when it happens. I don't know. Like, accelerationism, I don't necessarily think that means that you have to maximize suffering. It just means we have to reach a point where we're capable of, like, encountering conditions where we can take advantage of social collapse, which, like, I think the social collapse is happening anyway, so I just want to be prepared for it when it happens. I don't want to end the human race. I want us to be happy and fruitful, you know? I want things to be good, ideally, in the long run, in my opinion. Hence the rice and beans. If I wanted to maximize suffering, then I'd be saying shit like, you know, sirloin and couscous. I'd be sending you guys to Whole Foods instead of Costco. Steak and DoorDash.
What's so amazing is that Israel, which at least is acting in what it perceives to be its own national interest, is joined by its shills in the United States, of course. But really, its only other ally in this is the American news media, whose job it is to tell you the truth and inform you as to what's happening. To tell you, hey, wake up. The world could be changing, and it's going to affect you and your family. That's their job. And instead, they've been lulling you to sleep with the same variety of transparent lies and propaganda.
Who's fighting harder against this war, Tucker Carlson or Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries? Not close, right? It's embarrassing to have Democratic leaders outflanked on the anti-war position by some on the right. Democratic leaders are pathetic, controlled opposition, useless, right? And there is truth to what Jank is saying.
I don't know why Vosh brought up couscous as an example. Because it's more expensive than just buying giant bags of rice. I just thought of, like, an expensive grain. I'm sorry. I know couscous isn't the most expensive grain. I just thought of something that you'd have to go to Whole Foods for, maybe.
But there's also truth to what Edinger Mentum is saying. So are you going to ever mention that there's absolutely no anti-war constituency whatsoever among the MAGA right? Or are we just going to play dolls with influencers and TV hosts forever? To which I responded with, I think about this a lot. Tucker's platform is large, and I always assumed it was MAGA. But 85% of MAGA loves the Iran war. Does this mean that independents and Dems are watching Tucker now? Is MAGA still watching him and just simply disagreeing?
Couscous is a pasta. Okay, well, it looks like a grain. I don't know. I don't eat it. It's good. I had it a couple of times. All right? Jesus, shush.
Matthew Osland says, I know lots of normies who watch Tucker now for his anti-war, anti-Israel content, which is true. I see it too. I'll get on a plane sometimes, and the motherfucker sitting next to me is watching Tucker Carlson. Now, of course, I'm sitting in business, so maybe that's the reason, but it's still crazy that I'm just seeing it out in the fucking wild, right?
I saw it was closer to 93% of MAGA who support the war. Yeah, but they're literal cattle. They'll believe what they're told to believe. They're not capable of making decisions on their own.